summer does fly by, doesn't it? Isn't it unreal? Just how quickly that goes.
I think enjoy summer more, and perhaps, well, the kids get out of school right before Memorial Day weekend. If you want to, so the Bloomington summer is interesting because it's really four parts. Number one, it's usually nice that first weekend in May when everyone graduates and then they leave and the, you know, school's over for the semester. So that kind of feels like your first summertime. And then the kids are out and you get the Memorial Day weekend and that pool's open. Oh, baby, here. That really feels like summertime. And then you kind of get into June's festival season, Father's Day. Then like the legitimate
orientation, freshman orientation. Yeah, like starts, so you get that crowd back.
But the legitimate start of summer happens, and then summer ends. It feels like with the great parade on the 4th of July. Good night, everybody. Yeah. And then you get 3 weeks here to get school shoes and doctor's appointments and haircuts and all that other. It's all downhill because it's not. It's more of a countdown than it is. But I don't want to put people we know that. And what was that great movie from the 90s, Reality Bites? We get it. We know that. So we still have fun things to do, and I don't want that to get lost in back to school this or thinking about school that. We know that's going to happen, but we still have plenty of fun things going on here in Bloomington. Number one, how was your 4th of July parade last week? I missed it. I was out of town, but I from all of my sources, everything went just swimmingly.
Yeah, it was great. It was good. Just fantastic. Another stellar 4th of July in Monroe County of all kinds of events, and everything was super downtown, and I heard nothing but good remarks on fireworks and things like that. I mean, you know, other than we hate to hear about pets and things getting scared, and there was some storms here and there, but all in all, a great another American birthday.
And it was an American birthday. Now, the question I get asked more than this time of year than any question, why don't we have fireworks in Bloomington? And I said, you know what? I talked to the mayor. I talked to my great friend Mike McAfee from visitbloomington.com. I talk to people all the time. I will ask everybody, and Eric Spoonmore, who was on the review stage with my great friend Jim Inman Jr. as well, I ask everybody, how do we bring fireworks back to downtown? Who would be leading that charge or raising that money? Is that downtown Bloomington? Is it Visit Bloomington? Is it a collaboration of everybody? Or is it just an event that has done its time and there's no champion for that cause anymore?
Kind of like Taste of Bloomington.
Well, that's that's an interesting correlation because, you said it, not me. I'll let you finish your thought.
No, I think you're right, Glass. I think that there does need if anyone is interested in reviving that. I mean, obviously it is a big effort. I mean, there's so much going on. There are so many events and so many things happening, and really there's kind of the same pool of 100 or so people that make all that stuff happen. And so it just, you know, when you see the ups and downs of it, or you're trying to find a time or a venue, and of course the funding to make all that happen, it can be challenging. But you know, I probably shouldn't even have mentioned that. I don't know where we're at with that, but it's good to hear you say that. I'd certainly be interested in exploring that further with you. I can tell you this, I've not heard of feedback to Visit Bloomington about where are the fireworks and happening in Bloomington and that type of stuff, just because there are so many opportunities to see them throughout the county and stuff.
And I was remiss. I left out Indiana University as well, because in the old days they used to shoot them off at the football stadium, right? So we've seen it in multiple different places. We've seen it in the downtown as of, 5 years ago was the last one. And it's not cheap to do. I think that's the other part.
Times are different. It just may not be as much of a priority for the today's generation as it used to be. But it's certainly, I think, something that will keep getting talked about. And you never know; it'll probably get revived again one of these days.
You need a champion for every cause and every project in life. And if there's not one, there's not one. So I'll shine the spotlight on Ellettsville. Their fire department, that's near and dear to them. So every year they find a way to put on a great show at the RBB campus in the summertime there. So you can just go up the street 15 minutes and support more local stuff in our county and enjoy it
Absolutely.
That way. So it's not like that we have an absence of it. It's just there's not a quote-unquote downtown version.
Right.
Version.
Yeah, four or five options every year to see fireworks if you want to, and almost every night for three or four nights. So so yeah, definitely plenty of opportunities for that. So,
well, that's what makes it fun.
I think we'll probably keep exploring that possibility again for Bloomington, and the options are open.
And I have no idea what it costs to run a fireworks thing downtown, because then you get into traffic, you get into public safety, and all those pieces that go together.
Right.
So it's not as easy as just saying, hey, buy a truckload of fireworks and get a lighter. It's a little bit more complicated than that.
Right.
Well,
sure.
When we spoke earlier this summer to get things kicked off, we talked about, and you told me, it was going to be the summer of music. And we've already had one great performance at the Switchyard Park Pavilion, which is Mayor Hamilton told me over 1,400 people showed up. How was that number? Was that more than you thought, right in the neighborhood? I was encouraged to hear that, because people think, oh, 1,400, oh, I went to a Pacer game, it was 18,000, or I went to this or that. Well, we're talking about our local park here, not a concert
right.
venue.
Yeah, Parks and Rec has a counter, and they counted 1,000 people before the headliner Mekhi McRaven started, and so then we estimated another 400 to 500 people came in. It got pretty crowded. It was great. You know what was my expectation? I think I kept saying in my mind, I'll be happy if 1,000 people show up, but I wanted 3,000. So that, you know, I'm just never satisfied.
Good.
And we're shooting for that on a week from tomorrow on July 20th, when Shannon and the Clams and Say She and Abby Jean are going to play out there. We think we'll get a bigger crowd again. You never know. It's just like we talked about. It's middle of summer and vacations and all that kind of stuff. But it's a thrill to be able to offer this free concert. I mean, this is a $50, $60, $85, $100 ticket in a city somewhere, not to mention parking and everything else that you would be paying for. And you know, really the hospitality industry, the tourism industry here in Monroe County is providing this to the community for free. So it's awesome, and we just love to be able to do that. We want to invite everybody out. Bring your blankets and coolers and lawn chairs and family and friends and dogs, as long as they're on a leash and all that kind of stuff, and come check it out, a free show. And everybody had a great time. I continue to get great feedback on how great of a night that was. So tons of food trucks out there, and it was just a cool night.
Cold beverages as well, I would hope, on such a warm summer's eve for everyone.
Yes. And
yeah, even yep. better, even better. Are we going to do the same time frame again coming up a week from tomorrow?
6 o'clock start. Yes, it is, and it'll all be over by 9:30 or so, around 9:30. And again, we've got overflow parking on Rogers Street with plenty of signage for how to do that. And again, it's all free parking, and it's fairly easy. And if you know the area very well, there's places you can park and walk a couple blocks over there. But again, I didn't have any parking issues last time. Didn't have any issues last time.
Great.
So,
and that's the fun part. Yeah, you can park downtown,
right.
Walk the trail. You can park down
you
by
can.
Country Club and
yeah.
ride or walk yeah. in that way. So there's many, many options to enjoy it. And
yeah.
I don't know how to phrase this question, but we have three of these events. Do you see it trending upwards, or is it just event-based? You mentioned vacation season right before we go back to school. What is the definition of success for this? Is it the reviews you get? Will we do this again? Who evaluates all this together? Is this the Parks and Rec Department, or do they come to you and say, what's the feedback you're getting? It's just not one group is what I'm trying to say.
For sure, for sure. It's I got to tell you, this is a bigger this is part of a bigger and for lack of a sexy name for it, I'm just calling it a music initiative. And Visit Bloomington is just one of many. We've been trying to work with the venues in town and artists and some other people who plan music events and there's a few labels, obviously, you know, that radio stations that play, you know, music radio stations, things like that. What can we do to continue to advance the music economy here? Because it is pretty vibrant. I mean, you know, as far as every weekend, and there's a lot of there's a great scene of local musicians that are doing stuff, and like we said, venues. But what can we do to advance that a little bit more and grow that, particularly during the week? You know, how can we get better shows here Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights? Maybe increase traffic at those venues by couple hundred people a week on those Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights. That creates a big impact for our community as far as economics and having people here. So and again, we've just got a great we've already got a great destination for music. It's just how do we responsibly grow that at the times we need to? Because, you know we don't need to pack in a bunch more people on a Saturday night at the Bluebird for a Hairbangers ball that's practically sold out or something like that. I'm just using that as an example.
Sure.
Maybe we do, but you know what I'm saying. So it's just finding places like that and doing that. And, you know, in Visit Bloomington's most recent strategic plan, that was one of the things that we sent that out. We got feedback from over 100 stakeholders, and one of the top scoring things that came back for us to do was more promotion of the arts. Both, you know, all kinds of arts, live music, performing arts, gallery walk, you know, the galleries, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, again, not only is our event calendar and all the things we promote available at visitbloomington.com, but you can get on there and click on About Us, click on our strategic plan or all kinds of reports that we do, all kinds of economic impact reports, and read all about the things we do and contact us about that. So I know that's not the reason for this call, but I
yes,
just want to let you know that we're really trying to be strategic. We're trying to be strategic about this, and we're not at all, whether it comes to leisure visitors coming here for music or art or whatever, or business travel coming here for conventions and conferences. You know, we're not trying to bring them here when we're already busy. We're trying to, everything Visit Bloomington does, it's trying to fill those softer times of the years. That's why, like the concert that we did on June 15th, we picked that purposely. That was a slow that was a Thursday leading into a slower weekend. And so we picked that purposely. We picked July 20th next week because that weekend of 21 and 22, there's not a lot on the calendar. So could we do something to spark a little more business in the community starting then?
Well, and to your
kind of things.
Yeah, and I think those philosophical angles are interesting because people always want to know how it works, why these things happen. But when we get into school year, you can't say, well, there's a home football game, we're not doing anything. Well, we only have X amount of Saturdays in the fall. You have to fit other things in there. So it is a little different, and keeping the harmony of everything going. Well, this time of year, it's 80-something degrees, right? So people are going to the lake. Yeah. And the sun doesn't go down till 9:30, so they're already there. You can't. It's hard to do everything. So having all these options means that we have a ton of things going on, and that's probably the most important part.
Right. Absolutely. And just real quick, I want to answer your question. So Visit Bloomington evaluates this with Parks and Rec. That's who we're partnering with to produce these concerts. My board of directors, you know, we all have our stakeholders and advisors and people who we work with, and we're spending money on this, and we want to see the return on it. And we're watching hotel numbers and visitation to our website and engagement on our social media channels, and which is just through the roof about these concerts. So people really love it and that type of thing. So I do think we're committed to this for a couple of years. It was really one of the big things about the Switchyard Park is that the sound system is not permanently, it sits on the stage. And in order for it to be optimal, it needs to be elevated and hang from the rafters of that stage. And it's not engineered for that correctly right yet, but Parks knows what they need to do and they want to do it, and it's just a matter of us. I think we need to pack the park and show them that we need to do it and make it a permanent destination music venue. I mean, I'd love to be doing shows. This Molly Tuttle show that we're doing in August is going to blow up. I mean, it's going to be a big deal. That's Pride weekend. That's August 24th, and Pride Bloomington is August 26th, and I think we're going to really have a lot of people show up, and it'll just be great to be able to look back on these and plan for these in the future, and again, continue to try to grow that and offer free shows to our community and do what, you know, and reach our goals here at Visit Bloomington of bringing more people in during the week and that type of stuff.
Well, and the other thing, I don't want to put the words in Mayor Hamilton's mouth, but I'm paraphrasing what he told me either it was yesterday or the last time we spoke, maybe last Thursday. These are not trial runs per se, but they are trial runs to see what we need, how it works, does it work, do we have enough to do this, that, and the other thing. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. They're not trial runs at all. We're working really hard on producing some great events. So yeah, I mean, these are fantastic. So I wouldn't say they're trial runs. You know, other than just if something fell apart or it didn't work well, we wouldn't do it again. But that's I'm not worried about that. That's not the case.
Oh,
at all.
Good.
But,
getting reps. Get all those reps. How we deal with them? Get them in. Get them out. Right.
Yeah, but hey, man, you said it. This is water time. It's definitely pool time and lakes and things like that for the summer. So we're lucky to have the balance of the music and art and all that stuff with the pools and with all the food that my buddy Jordan's getting ready to come on and talk to you about. So we still are just an incredible getaway destination here in the Midwest for people that want to come here during the summer and experience all those things we just said in a, you know, a really slowed down, affordable, safe environment. And that's what Visit Bloomington is out there promoting.
VisitBloomington.com. You can, even if you live here, and I tell people that all the time, Glass, where do you figure out what's going on? Well, I talk to Mike McAfee every other Wednesday, that's for sure. And VisitBloomington.com. Even if you live here, you need an idea, you're in the same rut, you're in the same rhythms, well, go find something else to do. It sounds funny, but it's true.
Yeah. Hey, I just clicked, like, I'm on my events calendar, and I did a search for events today, July 12th through 2 weeks from yesterday, because I'll speak to you again on the 26th. So
right.
I want to see what's happening between now and then. There are 39 music events on our calendar during that time frame. 14 performing arts, 12 festivals or special events, 10 family-friendly events, and 8 food or drink events. Now, I could tell you what all those are, but you can just go on there and find them yourself. Yeah, visitbloomington.com, hit the events calendar, and look for anything that you're interested in. You can sort by all kinds of stuff. It's really cool. It works well.
Dad, I'm bored. Mom, there's nothing to do. Oh, really?
Right.
VisitBloomington.com. Great to hear your voice again. We'll do it on the 26th. We'll hear how concert number 2 went, but don't worry. I'll remind everybody for the next week or so to get out to Switchyard Park the week
Thank
from
you.
Tomorrow, 6 p.m. for another great big-time show. And then you give me another review in 2 weeks, buddy. Thanks.
You betcha. Thank you, Glass.